With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. We'll check in with Mark Cuban, the Mavs owner. If he doesn't think Luka's the MVP, who would he pick? Right now, you got two front runners, it feels like. Feels like the Joker and Joel Embiid. They both had big games last night. Joker lost, but putting up 40 points and double-digit rebounds, it seems like a nightly occurrence for these two. You also have the Greek Freak in there, and Luka is in there as well. I want to ask Mark about foreign-born players, players from Europe who come over, because it used to be that was a negative, that you were considered soft. Dirk Nowitzki talked about that when he was with us a couple of weeks ago, that when they saw him on the floor his rookie season, they were yelling at the player who was trying to score on him. Like, take it to him. He's soft. I mean, he heard all of that stuff. Tony Kukoc got that. When Kukoc, we heard about him, how great he was. He was going to come over and play for the Bulls. Michael and Scotty D'd him up with the dream team. He was a very good player, a Hall of Famer. You go back to Hakeem Olajuwon. He might have been the first player where you go, wow, you know, he is different. But he grew up playing soccer. And I think growing up playing different sports helps you, certainly does if you're a big man. It helps you with your footwork. And Joel Embiid has wonderful footwork. I don't know if Luka grew up playing soccer. The Greek Freak, I'm going to imagine, probably played soccer. Having the ability to have great footwork, a handle as well. Tim Duncan was a swimmer, I think, growing up. But you have these players now where it looks like, you know, this new wave of great players, and you've got four of them who are from outside the United States, didn't play college basketball here. Hakeem did, of course. Embiid played at Kansas, but the Joker didn't, Luka didn't, and the Greek Freak. And this, those guys aren't going away. The Greek Freak certainly isn't. Luka is going to have his moment to be MVP, and he certainly has been great second half of the season. The Joker's been amazing. You just watch him and you go, how is he getting it done? Because it doesn't feel like he does anything really well. But what he does do is he reads the court extremely well. You know, when you have ability and a high basketball IQ, then you have Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson or Larry Bird or Isaiah Thomas. Luka, you know, he has athleticism. He has athleticism like Kawhi Leonard. I'm going to see if Mark agrees with me with this comparison. They sort of move at their own speed. They have their own speed, their own speed limit. You know, everybody else could be going 55, and they're going 45. But they have the ability to understand the angles of the game. But these players, Joker, nightly basis, Greek Freak, Embiid, Luka. It's wonderful to watch. Yeah, Paul.
The Joker is actually getting better. He's up to 27 points per game. His rebounds are up to almost 14. He was at 11 last year. Yeah. His assists are still at 8. Man.
But guys are scoring more. There's more rebounds. There's more assists. The numbers are just mind-boggling with what's happened with basketball. The Lakers missed the playoffs and got eliminated last night. And for those of you who do not like LeBron or want to put this on LeBron, he bears some of the blame, and he should. But keep this in mind. In the last 9 seasons, so from 2013 until this year, the Lakers have missed the playoffs 7 times. This isn't on LeBron. This should be on the Lakers, the organization. I mean, Kobe dealt with this. You had different coaches in there. But, you know, it's easy for people to want to criticize LeBron James. LeBron held up his end of the bargain the best he could. Anthony Davis didn't. Russell Westbrook didn't. And they made some moves. They made some moves. They took a gamble. It didn't work. Now is when it really gets interesting. 7 of the last 9 years you've missed the playoffs. From 1948 to 2013, that's 65 seasons. Going back to when they were the Minneapolis Lakers, the Lakers missed the playoffs 5 times. Not going to put all this on LeBron, but it's going to be up to LeBron to help recruit some players. See if you can get somebody in there. Does he say to his good buddy, Anthony Davis, represented by the same agents, hey, AD, sorry, got to ship you out. Got to bring in some players, better players. I don't even know what AD's value would be on the trade market, because I just don't know. I know what he should be, the Greek Freak. He was the Greek Freak before the Greek Freak, in my opinion. He had that ability because he grew later in his high school basketball career. He was a point guard. He had a great handle. He had a nice touch, good follow through, run the floor, offense, defense, had range. I mean, he had it all. Still does, but the Greek Freak is blown right by him. He's in the HOV lane. Yeah, Paul.
The last time Anthony Davis played 70 games in a season was 2017.
Yeah, you just can't buy into that. And I don't know Anthony Davis. It's nothing personal. It's just same with Russell Westbrook. I've had him on, but they're not guys that I want to have on the team. I mean, Russ does stay healthy. Sometimes you wish he was a little hurt and he had to sit out a couple of games. But Lakers got put out of their misery. Frank Vogel will be fired at some point. Welcome to the final hour of the program. So we'll talk to Mark Cuban coming up. Paulie says we have a hot poll question.
Okay, let's assume Tiger Woods is in contention going into the weekend. You know, he's in top 5.
Right.
In contention going into the weekend, playing well. Right. Would you rather have tickets to the last 2 days of the Masters, you get to go down there, or tickets to any other sporting event in the next calendar year? Next year, Super Bowl, World Series, NBA Finals, Final Four, and World Cup is in there this year.
Oh,
Seton.
I would take tickets in any other sport upcoming year.
Which one?
Oh, I just know it's
over the Masters.
Tickets, yeah.
I should have filled in the blank that you have to name the one you.
Oh, well, you said any other ticket in sports for the upcoming year.
I knew what he meant. You knew what he meant. You're just a copping out right now.
Wow.
Why would you take the Masters or the field or every other sporting event? You
gotta he presented it to
me. But you
got to
pick the one that you would take over the Masters. I thought that's what it implied.
Okay. I'll take the World Cup.
There you go.
Let's go.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Qatar? You're big in Qatar?
Okay, yeah. But you only get one game, though, for the World Cup. So would that be USA-England?
Sure.
That's going to be a banger.
Yeah. The Masters is far better watching on TV. It's great to be there, but it's hard to follow. You know, the galleries that are there. And
I'd like to find out sometimes how bad the Masters is in person.
No, just once. You can't see. You can perch yourself and see one tee, two green, and then you can see 18, and you can see 9. So you can kind of get in a position where you can see the golfers come through. I'd much rather watch it on TV. If it was watching the back 9, absolutely. Yes, Eden.
I would imagine that if you're there in the gallery, you're hearing a lot of reactions to things happening other places.
Yeah.
But not seeing necessarily those moments.
Yeah. Tiger is probably done with his practice round. He was only going to play 9 today. And The weather still, we had Jim Nance on First Down. If you missed that, go to danpatrick.com. He talked about the rain, but he talked about the wind and the cold weather. And if you've ever had surgery, arthritis, and that sinks in and that stays in, that will be interesting. Tiger is going to tee off around 10:30 on Thursday morning, and then they'll give him a longer recovery time for Friday's round, which would probably be, I don't know, 2:30 in the afternoon maybe. But he's going to go off Thursday. There's wind, rain, and cold temperatures there in Augusta. Todd has a SportsCenter tease.
I do.
And he's been sitting on that for a little while. So, Todd, why don't you present that to us?
Coming up on SportsCenter, go jump in the lake. Why fans are browbeating the eliminated purple and old. He's not over the hill, but the climb will be tough. How Tiger plans to show gusto at Augusta. Buffalo digs deep in their pockets, and Stefan's happy to receive. Why is Chicago no longer bullish on Lonzo being able to ball? Also, baseball's really starting to push our buttons, we'll explain. Are you on Quack? The Ducks all-time scoring leader soon won't get top billing. Damn, 3 weeks. The NFL draft's exactly 3 weeks away. Who's a stone cold mock to go in round one? And the all-time scoring leader makes a king-sized apology. But is there a hook? We're careening out of control. SportsCenter, next.
Okay.
Nice. Good pace.
All right.
Well done.
Thanks.
But all it is really his mock headlines. He does one mock headline per topic.
In a more palatable form.
Yes.
Like mock headlines, but funny and entertaining.
More palatable form. Yeah. That's a very well way to put it. That's nice. That's good.
I think we should actually have Todd record that in the morning, and we'll send it over to Bob, and then we'll use it as like a rejoin or an open or something
that
with the music and everything. Then we're really hitting peak Todd. That might be the best use of his gifts.
And then it's less live, Todd.
Yeah.
Which means what? You all get a break from me.
No, I don't.
And we could clean up the in post and pre.
That's all going to happen anyway.
We're careening out of control.
No, I got it.
Not about now.
No, I got it. I got it. Randy in Michigan.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
Okay.
Randy in Michigan joining us on the program. We don't let you get too high, too elevated.
That's good. That's good. It keeps everybody here.
You're always tethered. You're a hot air balloon that we're just trying to keep tethered.
That's what I'm about to feel proud of, something I did on the FRM over here.
Randy in Michigan joining us. Hi, Randy.
Hi, it's Randy from Vandy in Michigan. First time caller, 1,000th time listener. 5'8", a svelte 135. Size 8 hands, which helps my golf game and why I'm calling. There's no way in the world Tiger's going to make the cut. I just don't see how he can possibly do it with the weather and the walking. He hasn't pulled off anything like this. Does either you or any Danette want to throw down on that bet?
All right. Anybody want a piece of Randy in Michigan? He says Tiger does not. This is a pie to the face there, Randy?
Pie to your face is if he doesn't. But if he does, no pie to my face. I donate $200 to your favorite charity.
Oh, so Randy's not doing a pie to the face. He would donate money to the Link Soul Lee Elder charity that we have. Yeah, Seton.
That's fun. I'll do that.
Okay.
The only other thing I have is a poll question for tomorrow. Who will have the worst offseason, LeBron or fill in the blank? I'll let you go. Nice to talk to you.
All right. Thank you, Randy. I thought he was going to say Phil Mickelson. He's already had a bad in-season. I think he's unofficially suspended there. But, you know, you saw the champions dinner last night at Augusta, and you're looking around the room. Phil's not there. Didn't even get to go to the dinner. Yes, Todd.
So you're saying he was lefty out of the whole thing?
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
It's a little too much. That was one too many. Yeah.
Too soon.
I just did the other thing, and I got that thing.
See? Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call and updated 56173. All right. I'm just as disappointed in the Lakers as everybody else missing the playoffs. I'm not down in Southern California, of course. I'm in the Pacific Northwest. So, like Gus and Bradley, I'm not getting inundated with a bunch of Lakers stuff. But highly disappointed. But there's a paradox in this season for LeBron. He has two more games, and he has to overcome Joel Embiid to get that scoring title. But this year, although it's only the second year that he's had a losing record in games he's played in since his rookie season, on the other side of it, it's only the second time a player has averaged 30 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and over 50% field goal percentage. And the only other player to do that in a season was Michael Jordan. So I don't really know what to think of LeBron. I mean, he's doing great himself, but he's not helping the team out. Right. And you're right. It is an organizational issue.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, it's systemic. But does LeBron have to – Embiid is leading him in the points per game. And then I don't know if he's going to play in these final two games. If he does, it's going to be for, you know, a singular cause to win the scoring title. Yeah, Paul.
Embiid is currently 30.4, LeBron 30.3, Giannis 29.9.
Okay. But if I wonder if Embiid is going to play, does it change their seeding? And is LeBron, I don't know how banged up LeBron is. I mean, enough where, you know, I will say this about the Spurs. They had to win, and they have won. Now, that's where you go. You guys got to win these games to get into the playoffs. I think San Antonio's won, what, 8 of their last 9? So they won their way in, whereas, you know, the Lakers, this was supposed to be, we got to win these. These are must-win games, and they didn't. Yeah, Paulie.
Embiid is doing it in 4 fewer minutes per game. A little note there. LeBron, by the way, is averaging in the games he plays, 56 games, 37.2 minutes a game. That's third in the league in minutes per game.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's going to play these final two games. Yeah, Todd.
If he can play, should LeBron care what people think? I did that sound again.
You did.
Should LeBron care about what people think if he plays when it's obviously they're out of it and he's just doing it for the scoring title and they're meaningless games?
I have no problem if he wants to try to win the scoring title at his age. If he wants to. I don't have any problem with that. Why you got scrunchy face there?
No, I'm wondering. I think some might consider it kind of a bad look. It's like you're out of it, so you're just trying to see how many points you can score to finish with the scoring title.
Okay, let's say you got tickets to see the Lakers. And LeBron plays.
No, the fans would definitely want to see LeBron play. I'm just saying for LeBron himself, you know, it's obvious that he's just trying to put up points to
Title. LeBron can't win. No matter what he does, he can't win. Right?
If he sits out, people will say, like, why aren't you trying to get the scoring title? Wouldn't people say that?
No, then it'd be like, we got tickets. Yeah. We want to see you play.
Yeah, right, that's a very small percentage of the nation and the world, you know, barring having tickets to that specific game.
Thursday night, that game is on TV against the Warriors. Reggie Miller's doing the game tomorrow night. It's still a big game.
I'd watch Grizzlies Nuggets, which airs an hour before that, over Lakers Warriors.
You won't, but you're saying
if that. If I had to pick between the two.
But you're not watching either one.
I probably will watch bits and pieces, maybe.
Yeah. Right, LeBron is definitely in that spot where he can't win, where if he assembles a good team around him, it's like, well, yeah, who couldn't win without that team? And then when he doesn't assemble the right team, it's like, oh, what happened? I thought you were a genius. Doesn't matter. No matter what he does, if they win the ring, it doesn't matter.
I like Seton's doubting fan voice just a little bit more than Frisky's. Frisky's like, oh, LeBron doesn't do those. Seton goes, oh, say, yeah.
Oh, it's the, I told you so guy. Oh, I thought that,
it's more
thought that the Lakers were going to be in the playoffs this year. What happened to that?
Yeah, it's more Seinfeldian.
So annoying.
Yes, Marv.
I was going to say, let's find all of the that aged well tweets. Before the season, that age, actually.
Somebody put together a One Shining Moment video recap of the Lakers season.
It's brilliant.
Oh, my gosh. It is. It starts out as, positives. Everything's great.
They're, like, laughing, like, punching each other in the arm, like, fake dumping the Gatorade. No, we're not really going to do it.
You're a shooting star.
And then you're shooting an air ball. Westbrook's throwing it out of bounds. Ball's bouncing off somebody's foot. Yeah, we'll tweet that out, the One Shining Moment on the Lakers season. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Mark Cuban and get his thoughts on a variety of topics here. 18 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. A message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something you actually want, something you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, can't go wrong with cash back. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more, discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Yeah, more phone calls coming up. Watching a little bit of the practice round. Golf Channel. Looks kind of nice down there, but I guess bad weather is coming in, according to Jim Nance. Hello, friends. I have this. This was sent to us. I asked Mark Cuban, he's been fined so many times by the NBA, and I said, could you send me one of the letters you get? And, you know, it's got his name, delivered by FedEx, October 8th of 2004. He had said something about training camp rules, and they said, you are hereby fined $100,000. Please remit this sum to the NBA no later than Friday, October 22nd, 2004. Please be advised that further conduct of this kind will subject you to additional penalties. Been fined a few times. Mark Cuban, the Mavs owner, he's going to be on Home Economics tonight. That's at 9:30 Eastern on ABC. I was just mentioning, Mark, you've been fined so many times, and you made some comments on Dr. J's podcast about tanking. What was the last time you got fined? What was that for?
The one you got there was really well deserved, because I got fined because I said it was crazy that we couldn't have played potential draftees 5-on-5. We could only play them 3-on-3, and that made absolutely no sense.
But they do you have to write them a check and then you send it to the home office?
No, I refuse to do that. They deduct it from something else.
Okay, my goal is for you not to get fined today. How's that?
My goal is not to be fined as well.
Do you remember the first time you saw Luka play?
I watched a video of him playing against the Thunder and Russell Westbrook when he was 17.
Okay, and then what happens right after that?
The kid, you know, it was obvious the kid could play. And so then it was a question of, okay, you know, will we be able to draft him? Where will our draft slot be? And we had the third worst record and ended up with the fifth pick. The Mavs have never moved up from our slot ever in the history of the franchise. And then from there, it was, how are we going to figure this out? Because we really want the kid.
Okay, but how do you send out mixed signals or mixed messages not to tip your hand that you're in love with Luka?
You don't. I mean, it's inevitable. It's really about what do the teams ahead of us in the draft want to do. You know, so it was number one, DeAndre Ayton. Number two, you know, we didn't know what the Sacramento Kings were going to do. And we thought that it was number three, the Hawks, and then number four, the Grizzlies. And so we felt like if the Hawks didn't pick him, the Grizzlies would, and there was no way he was making it down to five. So we had to trade up somehow, some way. And literally it ended up with me on the phone with the owner of the Hawks like 15 minutes before our pick was getting done. They had to make their pick at three, working out a trade together.
It's just amazing that when I watched him when he was playing in Europe, he always seemed like he was just fast enough, just quick enough, just able to get his shot off. And I thought if he's just able to do that playing against those players, I had doubts that he could be a guy who dominates like he has been. What is it about? He moves at his own pace. It's like, yeah, Kawhi Leonard. They have a different speed, and it's different than everybody else's.
Yeah, and Kawhi's a good analogy because Kawhi's got size, obviously, and he's strong. And, you know, Kawhi's got the hands and the length and everything, but they're able to see the game at their own speed and use their physicality to get where they want to go on the court. And the other thing that Luka adds to that is his ball handling. You know, when somebody's got the handles that Luka has and the size, not only can you see things and make passes and, you know, play the five-level chess that he plays on the court, but you can get to places on the court at your own speed because of the handles and the physicality. People don't realize how big he is until you stand next to him. You know, if you put him up against the biggest NFL linebackers, Luka's going to be bigger.
If, you know, you start to look at this, and he's had an unbelievable season. Second half of the season has been unbelievable. If not him for MVP, who would you vote for?
I mean, there's probably a group of three with Jokic, Embiid, maybe Book. You know, those would probably be my top three. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out off the top of my head. But, you know, obviously I'd put Luka right there with them.
Okay, but who would you pick instead?
Yeah, if I had to, I'd probably say Jokic just because, you know, he lost two prime players and he's basically carried that team.
He's Mark Cuban, the Mavs owner, joining us. I don't know how often you get advice or give advice to billionaires who think about buying a franchise. When's the last time a billionaire called and said, I'm thinking about?
I don't qualify their net worth before I talk to them, but I get calls every now and then from people who are in a position to buy franchises.
Okay. But if you were going to give advice, what would you tell somebody who had a lot of money?
Be the majority owner, not the minority owner. That's the key, because then it's your franchise. If you're a minority owner or you've got too big a group, then it just becomes just a regular company. It's not your baby. There's just a big difference.
Do you have to love the team you're buying?
Depends on who you are. I mean, me, yes. But if it's a business deal, no. You know, if you're looking at this purely as a business acquisition, no, you don't have to love it. You can run it to win it still. You can love basketball. But if, you know, there's going to be people who prioritize business over passion.
But also, you were buying the Mavs, and you're not from Dallas. So
no, but I've been in Dallas since 1982.
Okay.
You know, when I bought it in 2000, I was a season ticket holder and been there 20 years and had been going to every game for years.
You think you'll ever buy another team?
No chance. Yeah. Yeah, just it's such an emotional commitment. You know, when I first got into the Mavs, I was looking at a baseball team and considered it. And then as my kids got older, you know, they were too much fun, and I realized the emotional commitment. I kind of was I was spoiled because of Dirk. You know, it seemed kind of easy because I had Dirk there, and we were winning 50-plus games every year and competing. And, you know, you realize over a period of time that – it's just such an emotional commitment that it's hard. It, you know, I couldn't imagine, you know, having had purchased a baseball team and doing this for another 162 games.
If Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, came on Shark Tank and wanted you to invest in that product, not a team, the sport itself, what would you say?
I would say with some changes, I would. I think baseball is well suited for the TikTok generation, because it comes in small bites, you know, and using a TikTok-like AI-driven approach, you could create an application where, you know, you could be living in Dallas and be a Rangers fan, but if a Hornet came up or your favorite player came up, you could just, you know, you'd have an app where you'd be swiping in, you know, those plate appearances or those pitches, or anytime someone was, you know, in a close game. There's so many ways that baseball could use technology to present the game that they don't. And then I would also push to speed the game up, like no throwing the ball around the horn. You know, I would go away from some of the traditions. I would make the players do bat flips, you know, engage them on the bat flip. Things that, you know, might get the ball thrown at you, but you'd have to talk to the players first to say, look, you know, if we want to change this game and get kids excited again, we're going to have to make changes. And I, you know, the stuff that they did, you know, putting a runner on second base, seven inning double headers, to me, that was just ridiculous.
Yeah, I just don't know the direction baseball's going in. It feels like every other sport has figured it out, or at least they're moving and the escalator's going up.
Right.
I don't know where baseball's going. It feels like it's either stopped or it's heading down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for them because it's an older fan base. It's not really built for prime time for traditional social media, if there is such a thing, right? The highlights aren't as compelling. They're not as athletic as, say, the NFL or the NBA. And so that kind of plays against them. So you've got to adjust. But like I said, you know, they're better suited to a TikTok-like presentation in parallel with linear presentations of the game, right? So you can, you know, for those who love baseball and want to watch all nine innings, you do your traditional linear presentation. But you could have a $3 a month or a $5 a month feed that's kind of like Red Zone for Major League Baseball, that's geared towards, you know, algorithmically driven presentation of your favorite players and teams and circumstances. And I think that type of thing is better suited for baseball, but will happen in all sports.
Okay, it seems obvious to you. Why isn't that obvious to baseball?
That's a mystery I've never been able to solve.
What does it say about basketball that the best players in the game, or amongst the best players in the game, are from Europe? Or they're not American-born? When it used to be, that was sort of a negative. You were soft. You were sort of one-dimensional. But now we look at it, and I don't know if it was Dirk or Akeem Olajuwon who started this, but how do you make sense of that?
Well, there's a lot more people in the rest of the world than there are in the United States, and basketball, to David Stern's credit, has become a global game. You know, when you've got, you know, tens of millions of basketball players globally, you know, the percentage is going to be lower than it is in the United States, but at the same time, the stars are the ones that come through and come over and play here.
Home economics, you made your debut with ABC. Fill us in on your cameo.
Yeah, it was fun. It ended up being more than just a cameo. I got to hang out with all the guys, and it really was a fun episode. So it's tonight on ABC. Check it out. My acting chops are stellar, and it really is a fun episode.
What's on the T-shirt that you have?
Oh, this is my Crypto Dirk, my Meta Mavs legend. Every home game, the Mavs give out an NFT to everybody who comes and scans their ticket before the end of the first quarter. And it's become a big collectible. And so you go to MavsCollectibles.com, log in, and you get your free NFT. And this is my Dirk NFT T-shirt that we sold.
How much have you spent for an NFT?
The most I've spent for an NFT is, I think, $1,000. But I've got a really good collection. If you go to lazy.com/mcuban, you can see all my NFTs. But I love NFTs. Now, am I chasing prices? No. You know, it's just like I'm not an art collector that's going to chase prices of great art. You know, beauty is definitely in the eye of beholders, of the beholder, for art and for NFTs. But, you know, it's cool. It's fun. It's a lot easier than collecting baseball or trading cards or basketball cards. You know, you don't have to worry about storing them. You don't have to worry about them getting bent. You don't have to worry about your kids or your dog eating them. It's just a fun way to collect them and present them.
Good to talk to you as always, Mark. Thank you. Good luck in the playoffs.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Go Mavs.
Mavs owner Mark Cuban. Some interesting things there. You know, baseball is looking for ways to get a younger audience. That's your oldest demographic in all the sports. And I don't know if you do it with NFT. I don't know if you do it with, as Mark said, why not have something that's almost like a TikTok video that, let's say you love Freddie Freeman. Whenever Freddie comes to the plate, then it goes to your phone. I'm not sure, but if I'm baseball, I'd be listening to Cuban, because that's what Cuban does. Cuban's job on Shark Tank, what he's seeing that is applicable now to what it is or what it's going to be down the road. Can't hurt baseball to listen to somebody like that. And maybe you could do that. I still go back to, I gotta let you sample something, because it might be food. I'll use that as an example. You might go, I'm not going to like that. Well, no, just try it. Just try it a little bit. And then you try it and you go, all right, I like it. Or, all right, I like it a little bit more than I thought. Do you want more of it? You got to entice sometimes. Why would I watch this? What's interesting? It can be your dad or your grandfather telling you. That doesn't mean you're going to do it. And are your friends doing it as well? And I hate to see baseball. It's not dying a slow death. It feels like that. But, you know, the local markets do really well. I just want to see it be in the national conversation a little bit more. And I'm guilty of not talking about as much as I should. But I'm looking at storylines that play across the United States. You know, that this isn't a local show per se. You know, I have to market something from the East Coast to the West Coast, North, South. And do your best to say, this is why we're having this person on, or this is the topic we're covering. But you're not finding that coverage the way you once did with baseball. And I hope that there's someone who thinks that way, that maybe you can kind of re-energize the fan interest in baseball. Coming up this weekend, the IndyCar Series, Motors On, the streets of Long Beach, Sunday at 3 Eastern, only on NBC, and Peacock, home of the Indy 500. We'll come back. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't miss events with access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events. You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Fritzy just gave me an article. It says, NCAA says Kansas, North Carolina, the most watched national title game on cable in history. Well, how many title games have been on cable in history?
Dan, the national title game was always on CBS, but it started in 2016. And 16, 18, 20, 22, and then in 24, okay, the title game was on TBS.
All right. So not a large sample size here, but the most viewed national title game in cable history. All right. Final results of the poll question, Seton. I'll get some phone calls here as well.
Dan, it turns out pretty much everybody in the audience wants to go to the Masters instead of any other sporting event this year.
Oh, okay.
If Tiger is in contention.
Oh, okay.
If Tiger's in contention.
If. Jason in Nebraska. Jason, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Danny, Danettes. Love you guys. Mark, if you're listening, could you just go ahead and do that app? Because baseball and Rob Manfred do not have the knowledge or smarts to do that. And I just thank you for the one shining moment. That's Laker gold. Whoever put that together is amazing. Just have to give mad props to Marvin. Keep your head up. The wardrobe is fine. Paulie is such a hater. He doesn't even recognize the Jordans because he doesn't know what they are. So, and if I could I just give my first stat of the day ever, if I could get the music.
Okay.
Andrew in Washington has given more stat of the day this year than all other combined callers in the history of the Dan Patrick Show.
Dude, whatever, Jason.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, Paul.
I was going to get in Jason about him making fun of my shoe thing, but I think he took care of himself then.
Yeah, he did. So Andrew has the
and
most.
Because that what and then. True.
No offense.
Jeff in South Carolina.
Don't even know what's not even no sweatpants. Nothing.
Jeff in South Carolina.
Hey, Dan, I got a golf question for you.
Okay.
As someone who watches only because of Tiger, wouldn't it be better to have Mickelson playing this week? Just for the game of golf to get some interest.
Sure.
And as a Celtics fan, suck it, Lakers, and shuck it, Fritzy.
All right. Oh, he made like a speech impediment, like shuck it instead of suck
it. Yeah, that's what he did there.
Okay.
Didn't even know what said the Jordan sneakers was. That was Todd.
Tough crowd here. Steven. Shuck it, back row.
Sheesh.
Steven, Florida.
Ooh, good morning, Dan. Getting tough in there.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Yeah, just wanted to let you know, couldn't agree more with you about Tiger. There's only so many guys that can chip and putt and win the Masters. And, you know, when Tiger gets there, dude, basically mentally half of those guys are out of it when he shows up, yeah. Especially if he rolls in with his red shirt. And I just wanted to throw out real quick for Fritzy. Maybe she'd go with a little George Costanza theory, do the opposite, and always leave him wanting for more. Love the show, Dan.
All right. Thank you, Steve. What's the opposite of Fritzy? Like you don't do anything?
I think it was like along the lines of, you know, cut it in half and then in half or something along that ilk of like, you know, stop short of overdoing it where people are sick of you or something. Or you've gone one too far with trying to make a joke. That's how I took it.
Yeah, Paul.
Todd only has two speeds, 0 or 150.
Yeah.
It's either nothing happens or 100 miles an hour.
I do. I go to extremes like that. I can go through a whole show and not say a word, or you can't shut me up. I'm not sure why that is. And I thought I had my meds balanced out right, but obviously not.
But it's either the Ferrari isn't started or the Ferrari is up to 150 on the Autobahn.
It's a kind of all over the place.
Yes.
That's not a good thing. You need something kind of steady in the middle somewhere.
I know, but I always get accused of being a bully. Like, people call up and they'll say to Tyler, Dan is such a bully to Todd.
I get plenty of social media notes of that, too. That's ironic.
It's coincidental.
Coincidental.
I don't think ironic. It would be ironic if you'd say, no, people love it that when you bully Todd. Yes, Seton.
It's not. We are rough on Todd. It's not completely unfounded.
Oh, come on. I asked him. I said, would you rather I don't say anything to you?
Why does it have to be completely ignored or just pummel you into puddle of tears?
He asked for this. You do ask for it.
To a certain extent.
Yes, you do.
See, look, all of a sudden in the back row, Todd.
Why aren't you talking? You've been quiet. You talk funny.
No.
Why are you talking? You talk funny. Why aren't you talking? Because when I talk, I'm being made fun of for talking. Or someone's got to like contradict every time I say anything. It gets contradicted just for the sake of argument.
Let's go. Three minutes left.
It's kind of like not that blue. Could be greenish.
Go. Continue.
I'm done, that's all.
No. Just let it go.
I'll leave the rest of my therapist. We'll figure it out.
No. Let it go. Let it go. Free your mind. The rest will follow.
Got it done.
Tim in Omaha. Hi, Tim.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
Great, Tim.
I have two quick questions.
Yep.
Who will win more senior tournaments, Phil or Tiger?
Phil.
And can you explain to me how in the world Chris Bosh was a first ballot Hall of Famer? Did it have something to do with playing with LeBron?
Well, it helped because they won titles. Yes. What, Marv?
He wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He had callers today.
He had a really good career in Toronto, and you know he was the third guy on those championship teams. Is he a first ballot? Should he have been? No, he should not. Hall of Famer, but not a first ballot. Yeah, Paul.
His name is underrated as tough to say because saying Chris Bosh fast doesn't work.
Yeah.
Try saying.
Try.
I can't do it.
Chris Bosh.
Well, you're a professional.
Todd.
Chris Bosh.
All right. I like
Chris
it.
Chris Bosh.
All right.
Chris Bosh.
You got a little loose head on third there.
See, if you Chris, stopped, you just...
Chris Christofferson.
Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, I'll start with you. What did you learn today?
The most exciting Masters Jim Nantz ever called, Jack Nicklaus winning in 86 and Tiger's comeback in 2019.
86 was Jim Nantz's first Masters. Seton O'Connor, what did you learn today?
Dan Orlowski called for somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean today because his clock was like an hour ahead.
It never moved.
It never even moved nowheres.
Marv, what did you learn today?
Paulie didn't even know about Jordan's sneakers.
And stuff.
Didn't even know nothing about nobody.
Paulie, what did you learn today?
I just found out Jordan had a shoe line when we added Marvin to the staff.
Yes, you don't even
what
know
did anything. I learn, Todd?
The Lakers have missed the playoffs 7 of the last 9 seasons, so fans shouldn't be that shocked.
Feel your best with M-Drive. Supplements for driven guys trying to lose weight. Try M-Drive Lean, protein powder with ingredients backed by science. Help you lose weight. Go to mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. One of our good friends, one of the best writers in America, Wright Thompson, will join us from Augusta. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on the Dan Patrick Show. Oh, but wait, there's one more item before we bring this Wednesday edition to a close. Simply Safe Home Security. I love when I hear from people when they say, hey, I hear you talking about this product or that product. Yes, I talk about them because I believe in them. U.S. News, PC Magazine, Popular Science, they believe in Simply Safe as well. They all rank Simply Safe Home Security best home security of 2021. U.S. News just got a head start naming Simply Safe the best home security system of 2022. Protects your whole home, round the clock, every door, every window, every room, and backed by the best 24/7 professional monitoring in the business, ready to send the police, firefighters, or EMTs. Comprehensive set of sensors and cameras, and the all-new wireless outdoor security camera. Going to cost you about $1 a day. Set it up in around 30 minutes, but make sure you go and customize the perfect system for your home. Take you a couple minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.